The Upper Grand District School Board released a draft policy statement on smoking and vaping this week. Riley Gillespie-Wilson has more.
The public is being offered the opportunity to provide feedback on the document, and Brent McDonald, Executive Superintendent of Student Support Services at the Board, says they are very open to hearing from the community. McDonald says those who violate the new language will face consequences, but that each situation is unique.
Administrators would handle that the way they handle any other breach of any of our policies or our code of conduct, which really links back to our progressive discipline policy and taking into account the student, the situation, and the appropriate consequence.
McDonald adds there are some exemptions from the rules designed to prohibit smoking and vaping on board property. He says those exemptions intend to allow inclusivity within schools.
This legislation and this policy completely supports and is supported by Smoke-Free Ontario Act, which does allow for exemptions and accommodations to be made for the ceremonial use of sacred medicines from our community members within the Indigenous community.
He says the board is happy with the timing of their highlighting of vaping, as local public health are in the midst of creating awareness surrounding the issue. The draft will be up for feedback until September 29th, at which time it will come before board trustees for final revision and approval. To review the draft, head to the UGDSB website. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.